Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Boy, I got to tell you, this has been a really spectacular week. The response we're getting at Dom Show 1210 on the air, when I see people, thank you. Thanks so much. And happy Valentine's Day. So just remember, at least the offer to deliver flowers there goes a long way. I'll see if I think the same way. Well, the cost will be down by Tuesday, right, Dan? It's got to be like $8 to $10 more. They jack it up for Valentine's.
Better flowers, too. They'll restock beforehand.
Yes, they'll be glad to have me coming in. I won't be a bother. I'll drive it over there myself, sir. That's what I'll be getting. New strategy. Okay, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain. Bill McSwain, of course, is our go-to guy when we need somebody, because nobody else is doing anything to push back against things like Larry Krasner, sanctuary cities, and also things like the safe injection site. Okay? And he's involved in the center of the action now. The Inquirer has editorialized, as I told you they would, gone after him. Because he linked the mindset of these people with sanctuary cities to the mindset of those who, before the Civil War, were protecting slavery, the South. All right, let's go to U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom.
Well, I've seen some agent provocateurs in my time, but I predicted the Philadelphia Inquirer would put on extra staff to write today's editorial saying that you were offensive. So it's Lincoln Day, Union League. Bill McSwain has a chance in front of a crowd of 500. What were you saying, Bill? What was your thought process?
Well, first of all, it was a wonderful event, the Lincoln Day festivities. We're celebrating the life of Lincoln. And one of the things that I was trying to communicate was, what was President Lincoln really talking about in the Gettysburg Address? And the famous line at the end of the Gettysburg Address, the most famous line, is when he talks about government of the people, by the people, for the people. And I think what he was talking about there is he's talking about the beauty and the promise of the law. And he's addressing the will of the people. And my point was that in America, it's the law that is the will of the people. And furthermore, it's federal law that reigns supreme. And it's federal law that is the will of the nation. And that's why the whole concept of a sanctuary city is, in my view, so offensive and so un-American. Because you're talking about somebody saying, this is going to be a sanctuary from federal law. And then the provocative part, I was being provocative, but I was trying to make an important point, is that the concept of being a sanctuary from federal law, you know, this would have thrilled segregationists. This would have thrilled Southern slave owners. And so if you don't like the comparison between segregationists and slaveholders and sanctuary cities, I would say to people who support sanctuary cities, I would say, well, then start cooperating with federal law. And then I won't have to make that comparison. And if there's a choice to be made to be on the side of the Inquirer editorial board or on the side of Lincoln, I'm sticking with Lincoln.
Well put. They're now ratcheting up another editorial on the history of Lincoln. Bill, here's what their response to you, though, is in the editorial today. The rule of law matters and should be respected all the way to the White House. But rule of law does not mean permanent law.
Well, that's true. But there's a way that you work within the system to try to change the law. I mean, Congress expresses the will of the people through them enacting laws pursuant to our constitutional republic and pursuant to their authority in their republic, and laws absolutely can change. I wasn't making an argument that law is permanent. I'm just making an argument that when laws are validly enacted and they are constitutional, they need to be respected. You know, I think what's really kind of animating the response to this, first of all, I've had a lot of positive response overall to this, okay? It has grabbed a lot of people's attention, but it's also grabbed some attention from some of the folks, you know, some of the social justice warrior, woke crowd, for lack of a better term. They might not like it because they get agitated when they're told that they don't occupy the moral high ground on an issue. And in fact, they occupy the moral low ground. And when it comes to the rule of law, they are on the moral low ground. And I'm not going to apologize for saying that because it's my job to protect the rule of law. I'm going to do that unapologetically every day that I have this job.
That's smart. That's exactly, Bill, what I think is animating this. And it then bank shots into the safe injection site sort of stuff. It never ends. They think they're moral. The law has not caught up yet to their morality. So ergo, a guy like you should recognize that someday the law is going to be on their side. Why? You're like the people in the South trying to stop people from sitting at a lunch counter, apparently. That seems to be the theory here.
Well, that's one of the theories, but it's also, you know, it's broader than that. Let's talk about political corruption, for example, too. I mean, we're talking about respecting the rule of law and not just shrugging your shoulders if something is going on in the city which is an attack on the rule of law. And in my speech, I talked a lot about the problems on city council. We have two sitting city council members who are under federal indictment, and the response of the mayor to this has been complete indifference. And furthermore, the response of the city council president, Daryl Clark, has been to give these gentlemen, Kenyatta Johnson and Bobby Heenan, a promotion.
Right.
He's given them plum committee assignments. He's given them new chairmanships. So that is the wrong message to be sending to the public when people are facing these kind of allegations. Now, these gentlemen are entitled to their day in court. And that was one of the points I made yesterday, was they will have it. Believe me, they will have it. But that does not mean that you should look at these allegations and just say, ho-hum, that's Philadelphia. That's the way we operate. That's not what leaders do.
And Bill, my theory has always been, I don't know if you share that or not or can comment, that one of the reasons they do these things, exactly what you said, everything seems to be okay with other people in Philadelphia with the infrastructure. They get that message, be it the former DA, be it Shakamata, be it hundreds of others I've seen. And then suddenly, when someone representing the federal government sees these violations with clear eyes, lawful eyes, it's almost like they're shocked. What do you mean that we can't be doing these things?
Right. And a lot of times they will justify it in their own minds because they think, well, you know, the people are with us, or, you know, I was voted into office so I can kind of do whatever I want. Or you have the Krasner mentality where he says, well, I was elected, so I have this mandate to do whatever I want. You know what? That's not really what your mandate is. Your mandate is to enforce the law and to respect the law, because again, the law is the will of the people. That is the best expression of the will of the people is respect for the rule of law. Just because somebody happens to have won a particular election doesn't mean that they then have a mandate to thumb their nose at the rule of law.
Exactly. A parting question for you. Do you have this speech up on any website or where people can get it? Or if it's sent to me, I'll put it up on my Twitter, because it is something that really does trigger a lot of thought, a different angle. We haven't seen this before versus the same old on sanctuary cities. Where can people find it?
Absolutely. Whenever I give a major speech, I always try to publish it and let the words speak for themselves. And in one way, I'm not hiding from anything. I want people to see what I've said. It's on our website, the Department of Justice, Eastern District of Pennsylvania website. I'm also happy to send it to you. I know some other websites have grabbed it and put it up. It's on Broad and Liberty, which is one of the new websites. Mm-hmm. in the city, and I think it's getting a lot of circulation, and I would like people to read it because that also puts it into context, what I'm saying. It's not some headline that may be misleading about what I'm saying in the speech. If people want to see it for themselves, they can then appreciate the context, and I 100% stand by the proposition that it's an appropriate analogy to make that if you are not respecting federal law, you're doing the same thing that segregationists did and slaveholders did, okay? Everybody needs to respect federal law, period.
Well put, Bill. We look forward to getting that and posting it. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Dom. Always great to be with you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.